This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager. College campuses around the country saw protests this week, Ithaca College among them. Students and faculty are holding referendums on President Tom Rochon's leadership. Here to give us the background is WSKG's education reporter, Solveig Wastvedt. Solveig, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
You reported on a walkout Wednesday at Ithaca College. Hundreds of students protested, calling for Rochon to step down. Why is this happening there?
Well, student frustration at the college has been building for a long time. There are three major incidents of racism that have sparked a lot of outrage, but it definitely goes beyond that. The most talked about of the incidents is a college event that happened in October. There was a panel of Ithaca College alumni, and one of the panelists, and a woman of Afro-Cuban descent, described herself as having a savage hunger for success. Two of the other alumni, white men, then referred to her as the savage several times. Now, no one from the college stepped in to stop this, and activists are understandably upset about that lack of response. They also say there's generally a hostile climate on campus for students of color.
And you heard from alum on that?
Yeah, Muhammad Berry lives in Ithaca, and he came up for the protest.
Personally, my peers who came in with me, a lot of them didn't end up with me in school.
Berry says that's because the school doesn't do well at retaining students of color like him and making the campus a place where they feel welcome.
So are all the complaints against Rochon having to do with racism on campus?
No, and that's something that's kind of getting lost in a lot of the coverage of this. The students distributed a statement against Rochon during the college family weekend last month, and it has a lot more in-depth criticisms. A copy of it on the school newspaper website criticizes Rochon for not getting campus input on his strategic initiatives. It also says there's been a lot of administrative turnover since Rochon took the job, and it disagrees with staff cuts that were announced last year. And the faculty confidence vote was on the table even before the protests broke out in October. Politics professor Pei Shoinka Airewele says their concerns are about much more than race, and here she is.
We've had an erratic vision. The president continuously produces new ideas and programs that lack feed in from the community. It's an atmosphere of fear and intimidation among staff who have no tenure and have very little protection.
She says the problem is bigger than the president, too, but she does plan to vote no confidence in the faculty referendum.
How has President Rochon and the college responded?
Well, they've rolled out quite a few new efforts, actually. Just Tuesday, Rochon announced a new position, Chief Diversity Officer, and they've laid out a timeline of how they're going to address the campus climate on their website. Part of that is to address the relationship between campus police and students of color, and faculty are also going to be required to have cultural competency training starting this winter.
But people still want him to resign.
Yeah, and so far he's refused. He told the Ithaca Journal yesterday that he still feels like he has what it takes to lead this campus. And so far he seems to have the trustees' backing, too. Board Chair Tom Grape said in a statement that they're working with Rochon, although he didn't explicitly state support for him.
Does this connect to the recent protests at the University of Missouri and the resignation of the chancellor and the system president there?
Well, the students have declared solidarity with the Missouri protesters. Naturally, their causes align. But their movement at Ithaca started long before any of this was in the news. The big incidents were in early October, and even before that, concerns had been circulating with students and with faculty about Rochon.
So there are these confidence votes by students and faculty. When will results be out?
The student results will be out November 30th. Faculty don't start voting until the 30th, and their vote lasts for a couple weeks. Their results will be out by December 14th.
Solveig, thank you.
You're welcome.
Solveig Wastvedt is WSKG's education reporter. This is WSKG News.